the Lady Vols are back in the win column after a 30-point win over Arkansas, but there's a couple of categories where the margins should have been a lot wider against Arkansas. So where are the Lady Vols turning its attention ahead of Mississippi State? We'll get to that in just a second, because I also got to the bottom of what LSU's head coach Kim Mulkey actually gifted Kim Caldwell ahead of that Tennessee-LSU game. I'm Paige Dower. This is the Field Pass on Full Disclosure. Talk about it nearly every pregame and postgame when it comes to the Lady Balls, and it's all about their rebounding and the inconsistency they have with rebounding. After their last two top 10 matchups against Oklahoma and LSU, it tanked their stats when it came to rebounding, specifically on the defensive end. They're about 300th in the country in their defensive rebounding efforts, but against an Arkansas team that isn't that physical in the offensive rebounding category, the Lady Balls had an opportunity to make strides with their defensive rebounding, and they did. The margin wasn't even close against Arkansas, who averages about 10 offensive rebounds a game. Well, Tennessee held them to 6, meanwhile grabbing 22 defensive rebounds. Now, where they could continue to make a little bit more progress comes into their offensive rebounding. They're one of just two teams in the country that average more than 20 offensive rebounds per game. They're going to have quite the test when they have Mississippi State come to TBA, because they are averaging their opponents, or they're only allowing their opponents to have 8 offensive rebounds a game. So Tennessee's ability to still have success in their own offensive rebounding, that'll certainly be put to the test against the Mississippi State Bulldogs. And what I've noticed the last couple of games is one player for the Lady Balls has had a little bit more playing time than recently, and it was Favor Ajudele, who we expected maybe earlier in the season would be somebody that they really went to. I mean, even in, you know, pregame media, it was always about how Favor is just so aggressive. She's so physical. You know, she boxes everyone out. Well, that's exactly what they've been getting from her the last couple of games, and it's, you know, something that Kim Caldwell really wants the rest of the team to emulate.
Yeah, she's our best offensive rebounder. She'll go in there and guard. She's tough. She's physical. She'll push people around. And when we're at a point right now where we need toughness, she brings that.
Now, if Tennessee can find a way to really effectively rebound consistently through these games, whether on offense or defense, that really will truly solve a lot of the problems that we've seen from them this season. You know, second chance points has been a huge one. Also, sometimes being able to rebound well and being physical bleeds into other aspects of the game, i.e. half-court defense, slowing teams down in transition. A lot of that has to actually come down to applying pressure in the press. It's very inconsistent, because when they, you know, buy into it, it's really effective. But when they're just kind of like a body, you know, like a warm body out there just standing around to take up space, teams kind of gash them on those tight press type of moments. All right, now to our investigative journalist aspect of the show that I teased to in the beginning. A lot of us, or most of us, saw the gift that Kim Mulkey gave Kim Caldwell ahead of that Tennessee-LSU game the other week, but we didn't really know what was in it. I asked Kim Mulkey after the game, and she joked that it was an LSU onesie. So, again, had to pull out some investigative journalists, and I asked Kim Caldwell, what really did Kim Mulkey get you?
She did not get me an LSU onesie. Her gift was very nice. She got me some baby blanket, or some baby towels, some lotion and bath stuff, and then a onesie that was not, was very neutral. It was not LSU.
And if you recall in that press conference, Kim Mulkey told me that was actually words of encouragement that Pat Summitt once gave her when she was an expecting mother, to stay in the game. You can do it. We need more mothers as coaches in the league. And that's what inspired Kim Mulkey to continue to do this to, you know, other coaches in the league who are expecting mothers. And it's, you know, types of messaging that Kim Caldwell has said that she's received a number of times from other moms who are coaches in the league. And she says what Kim Mulkey told her was really encouraging and really inspiring.
Hey, I don't think I'm to the hard part yet. That's what everyone keeps telling me. So I know it's about to get a lot harder. But Kim was great. She was just so inspiring and supportive about being able to do both. And to be able to get advice like that from somebody of her caliber was really amazing.
So really, it was a great exchange. Kim Caldwell says she's expected to be due any day now. She does have a plan in place, but she says she's not going to reveal quite what those details are. We'll be back Thursday following the Mississippi game against the Bulldogs for a post-game report. Again, that probably will come around 10:30. We'll have more on Tennessee basketball as well as Georgia comes to town as well. I think there was like a bug just in front of my face right there. So that's all we've got on the Lady Balls. Again, go back to the homepage for the preview on Vol basketball ahead of Georgia. And we will have a Darlin Stone DeBar feature on Wednesday. I saw one comment wanted Felix Akpara next, so I'll certainly get working on that as well. I'll talk to you guys later this week.